This is 7AD. Right, it's time for our weekly Power Savers Chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello, mate.
How you going, Darren?
Going very well, thank you. So you're focusing on off-grid month through September, right?
Yep, we are. Yep, so we're doing a four-week focus on off-grid power systems. We're continuing on, and this week I thought we would cover batteries.
Batteries for off-grid,
yeah,
righto.
Can't really have an off-grid without batteries.
Indeed.
No. So these are the most integral part of an off-grid system, especially, you know, one that takes its energy source from solar panel. You know, the daytime phenomena. We don't have any way of harnessing moonlight yet. So once the sun goes down, we need to be able to...
Store it.
Store it. That's exactly right. So we design our solar systems to be able to generate enough power to run our daytime loads, as well as collect enough energy, extra energy to use of a nighttime.
Yeah.
So that storage device is going to be a battery of some description.
Yeah.
Lead acid batteries are the most common storage device in off-grid systems. So it's starting to change to lithium. But, you know, we all have... One in our cars, a lead-acid battery, pretty common.
Yep.
They've been around for 150 years. Charging the battery starts a chemical reaction where the sulfuric acid electrolyte largely converts to water, and discharging the battery turns it back into sulfuric acid again. Flooded cell. This is the cheapest format, but requires a lot of maintenance. The cells have to be constantly topped up with electrolyte, which is going to be probably distilled water, and if not looked after, they will dry out and fail. And these have been used for off-grid systems for years. And most of the off-grid systems we go to repair or replace these days will have these batteries in
flooded
them.
Flooded cell, yeah. Right.
Next is AGM, or absorbed glass mat cells. Now, these are the most prevalent in the lead-acid lineup today. And the electrolyte is filled with a fine fiberglass mesh. These are generally spill-proof, maintenance-free. It also allows the plates in the cells to have different configurations, so such as laying them flat. And also being wound into cylindrical shapes and things like that.
Right.
So these are commonly used as a traction battery, and we very often see these in off-grid systems. They're very common, especially smaller ones like shacks and stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Last, we have gel lead, and these are what DMS Energy have used for the last 15 years. These are made by mixing the sulfuric acid electrolyte with silica gelling agents. These have all the advantages of an AGM battery, but they last longer as they have a better heat transfer ability. And they can operate better in temperature extremes, say more so than the first two we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
But overcharging is a death sentence for them, as operating with a jelly-like electrolyte means if we gas those batteries, they're kaput. Like the little bubbles form and they've got nowhere to go. They just get locked in the gel. So they have to be set up correctly. Both gel and AGM fall into what we call the VRLA category of lead-acid batteries, and that stands for valve-regulated lead acid. You don't want to take these batteries past 50% ever. You know, in regards to discharge, we consider 50% as their floor.
Okay.
Yeah. Because if you take them past that, you may not get them back. DMS Energy primarily use SunGel Ultra batteries from Battery Energy Australia, an Australian company, and we've been using these SunGel Battery Ultras for a long time now. So we know exactly what they're going to do. Our oldest lead acid batteries are 15 years old, tried and true technology, cost effective for off-grid, and we just know what they're going to do. Next, we have lithium batteries. Now, these come in a variety of chemistries, but the predominant identifying ingredient is lithium. Lithium iron phosphate is the most common in off-grid, but lithium manganese, lithium titanate, lithium cobalt oxide, and the list goes on. The better performing lithium battery, the more dangerous it is, the more likely to catch fire.
Okay.
Yeah, so lithium chemistry batteries are very energy dense, but they have to be managed correctly or they can catch fire with what we call a thermal runaway. Some chemistries of lithium are better than others at avoiding this. Lithium iron phosphate are the most inert of the readily available lithium options. So you can drill holes in that and, you know, do stuff and it shouldn't catch fire. To avoid overcharging lithium batteries, they tend to have lots of supporting electronics to maintain correct cell voltage and balance. Now, we've been using lithium in off-grids for about 8 years on occasion. And to be honest, our first ones we played around with, they're the ones that give us the most trouble. And it's not the chemistry, it's just the supporting electronics. It could cause little nuisance faults. But when your only supply is an off-grid system, a nuisance trip or a fault can be a big deal. Great for sites that have high current requirements. These, unlike lead, can be drawn down to 80%. You know, you can really drag them down, take 80% off them, without too much detriment. The beauty of lithium batteries, though, is the current and capacity remains relatively consistent until they're depleted. So they just run really well, and then they just fall off a cliff at
the
end.
They just die straight away.
Whereas, say, a lead acid, as the voltage drops, as they slow, they perform worse as they discharge.
So you get warnings.
Yeah. you know, lead acid batteries, they just don't perform as well. So lead acid batteries, best performance is the higher state of charge. You can really whack more, you can really rack more charge into a lead acid battery. You've got to be sort of a bit careful how much you put into a lithium. DMS Energy use the Australian-made Power Plus lithiums when lithiums are the best choice for their compliance requirements. Lithiums are more expensive than lead acid, and the Power Plus batteries are made right here in Australia, and they're about as good as you can get when it comes to the lithium battery storage.
Pretty good.
Zinc bromide batteries. Now, these are cool. I won't go into too much detail, but the best way to describe this technology would be to compare it to electroplating. Charging is building layers of zinc plate on the anodes and discharging and stripping the layers back off again.
Gotcha.
And you can actually charge these batteries up, turn it off and come back in 100 years or 50 years and turn it back on and it'd still be full of energy.
Wow.
And you can run them for, say, 10 years and, if, say, it holds 10 kilowatt hours. In 10 years' time, it still holds 10 kilowatt hours, whereas every other chemistry, they degrade.
Right.
Yeah. But they got pumps and a lot of ancillary equipment and, you know, these are all things that make the magic happen, but they do wear out. So about 10 years, they need to go and get rebuilt. So DMS Energy have quite a bit of experience with and these batteries, and we're the agents for Redflow batteries. And if you'd like to find out more, feel free to make contact. Also, flow batteries also are available in iron and vanadium, but these focus more on ion transfer, and you wouldn't see these in off-grid. You'd see these in utility-scale projects, like, you know, for grid support and stuff like that.
Okay.
What we've talked about today is what we're going to see in Tassie. It's the most common.
Right.
So when it comes to which battery technology is right for you, this is where your off-grid designer comes into play. Applying the right technology to provide the right solution is the dark art of off-grid design. DMS Energy, we are the Northwest Coast leading off-grid designers and installers. We are the largest users and sellers of Victron off-grid components as well. Coupled with our superb quality and performance QCell solar panels, we've got a long-term relationship with Battery Energy Australia and Power Plus. We have the right combination of components to suit every application.
And you can find them at 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton, on the web at dmsenergy.net.au. And if you have a question for Adrian, just shoot them through to your Facebook page.
Yeah, that's the best way to do it.
All right. Great stuff. Catch you next week.
Thanks, Darren.